Well, good morning. So my Bears didn't make it. It's over. No, it's not. It's good. But I need to clarify, I said that God loves the Bears, and He does. And He loves all the other teams too. It's not just the Bears, except for the Packers. I don't know. Who loves the Packers? But I've spent a lot of time this week just kind of thinking, contemplating, and looking over as we're kind of approaching this and looking at what it means to be made new. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting at verse 17, says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." There is nothing more encouraging to me than an acknowledgement that I no longer have to follow by what it is that I used to. That I can be made new. That everything that was of old has passed away, and all that's left is what God is making new. That He renews us. That He makes us new by what it is that He desires to do in our life. And He calls us into a relationship with Him that begins to pattern after what it is that He left for us and showed us and delivered for us in His Son Christ, who walked the earth, who healed, who ministered to the sick, who lifted up the people who were downtrodden by society and admonished the people who were religiously doing all the things that they did out of repetition versus out of the heart, the necessity of what it was that He was looking for in the transformation of people's hearts and minds to where it is that He would lead them to go. We're made new. We're made new. Every year at this time, we celebrate New Year, and people make New Year's resolutions, and they say, "I'm going to go to the gym every day," and they go to the gym for 3 days, and then they decide that it's too much work, and they go back to what was old. Well, this is completely different. This isn't something that it's saying that the old has passed away, that it's no longer there. The new is all that's left. When God proclaims on you and He proclaims on me that you are made new, He's saying that the old has been taken away. It's no longer there. When He looks at you, all He sees is what He has made new. That's something I celebrate. Every day I celebrate. Every morning I wake up, I celebrate that I'm no longer old. I feel old. I still have to work and function in this body that God has given me. But I'm not, it's not the flesh. It's the spirit. It's the being made new in His likeness of what it is that He is calling and purposing us into. And we can find that in several different ways. We've been talking about it. When we meditate and we read Scripture together, when we get into what the Bible has to say, and we do it on a daily basis, that we're digging into and seeking after and looking for God face to face. He reveals Himself to us. He clarifies that image in us and helps us to walk in that newness that He bestows on us. When we pray earnestly, when we pray and ask for His guidance, His direction, that His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we begin to align our hearts and our minds to what it is that He has versus what it is that we want. We take away the old and put on the new and begin to act and function in a way that's glorifying to the whole and edification of the kingdom of God. That's what it's about. Today, we're talking about serving. What it means to be a servant. Jesus says, "I didn't come to rule, I came to serve." And He demonstrated that. The Romans and the Jewish people, they thought that the coming of the Messiah was going to be a restoration of Israel, that God was going to lead them out of captivity and restore back the nation of promise that was given to Abraham back in the Old Testament. They thought that what they were going to get was a ruler who was going to come and conquer. And Jesus says, I didn't come for that reason. I came to give newness. And not just for the Jewish people, but for everyone. There was this promise in the Old Testament that God told Abraham that if you follow me and go to where I lead you, then I will make you into a great nation. And he says that all nations on earth will be blessed by you. Jesus was the fulfillment of that promise, that we can be made new in his likeness because of what it is that Jesus has done. And then he says to his disciples to go, make disciples, teach them to observe my ways. What he's saying in that isn't just demonstrate and live out and walk in a fashion that looks good. He's saying live in a fashion in a way that makes people understand that they want to be more like you. And in doing so, they become more like me. That's what it means to be made new. That's what it means to walk with purpose and righteousness and function as Christ called us to, being made in his image. I want to read this passage for you, and if you can, please stand with me as we read 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 4, starting at verse 7, and it says this: The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another. As good stewards of God's varied grace, whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Would you pray with me? God, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that when you look at us, that you don't see the old. You don't see the dilapidated. You don't see the weak. You don't see the broken. You don't see the tired. You don't see the feeble. God, what you see is the new. Brand new. Not lightly used, not like new, but brand new. The new creation that you have called us to be. God, I ask that we begin to look at what this word entails and what it calls us into, that you are purposing us for something greater, that you're calling us to be a part of your kingdom, and in doing so, calling others and to make others like-minded. So that they can also walk in purpose according to your great and divine plan. Father, lead us, guide us, direct us, open our eyes and ears to what it is that you have for us to see and hear, and just may you receive all the praise and glory. For it's in Christ's precious name we pray. Amen.